Hey, how did this get on your iPod? Well, that's too late now. You're about to listen to The Training Dummies! Hey there, and thanks for joining us for Episode 0, our introductory episode, recorded on June 21st, 2012. I'm Hoofit. I am a feral tank. And joining me today is Hotpox.
Hey guys, this is Hotpox, and I play a lot of tunes, really, but, you know, I do what I can when the DPS.
And we got Hend with us from Canada. How you doing, Hend?
Not too bad. I play a Restoration Shaman, plus I have a few other healers mainly. That's my story.
Alright, well, we're going to spend some time today, and we're going to introduce ourselves, let you know what we're about, how long we've been playing, what we've been playing, what we hope to do for you, the listeners of our show. Alright, well, I'll go ahead and start this off. I started playing in January 2005. A friend of mine called me up one day at work on my lunch break. Said, dude, you gotta get this game. So, I believed him. I went and picked it up, spent my lunch break reading the instruction manual, and said, Minotaurs, I like it. And that's where I started. How'd you start, Hend?
Actually, I've been playing Warcraft since release day. Actually, I was in beta before that, and before that I was in another MMO called Dark Age of Camelot. I had a couple of friends of mine who were playing Camelot, and they encouraged me to play, so we got a computer, and I started to play that game, and it wasn't long before we ended up buying my wife a second computer, because she kept taking up all my game time. After that, WoW came out, got in the beta, and we started on release day. I've been playing ever since release, and my main has always been Hend, my shaman.
Alright, and I hear Hotpox has a story of butt and buttons. How'd you start playing?
Well, if it weren't for one fantastic butt, I don't believe I would have met up with you guys, but I started playing with a buddy of mine on another server, it was a little over 2 years ago, and it was fun, but it didn't quite click with me. We were on a RP server, and it was an older crowd. I think it was, honestly, I think these most of the
older
folks were
us.
Real nice, but can you believe it?
Jeez.
But I think more like grandparents, to be honest with you. You know, I got an achievement, and one lady congratulated me and told me that that her grandson was clapping when she said congratulations to me. So it was fun, but it didn't quite click, you know. So I was in and out of some trial accounts, and finally was playing one day, and my phone rang, and I answered it, and it was one of the guys in the guild who had butt-dialed me, and he didn't even realize it, and we ended up having a conversation, and short story long, he invited me to play over on the Deathwing server and to be a part of the guild, and I kind of jumped in and had no idea what I was doing and just gave it the old alt-aholic try.
Nice.
That's kind of where I'm at now.
Well, that's an interesting story. Our guild started in a kind of a strange way. We didn't always start this way. Again, I jumped in with the invite from a friend, and we had joined another guild. And we have a lot of local friends out here in the mountain time zones of Colorado. And it eventually got to the point where one of our friend's little brother, by little he was 24 at the time. He wasn't able to get an invite to the guild, so we ended up branching off and making our own guild.
But that guild that you were in, we were in as well. And that's really where I met you. Huffit is from this other guild. Because when we started playing Warcraft, we were with a bunch of real-life friends. And after a few months, they all quit playing, so it was just Charit and I in our guild by ourselves. Guild called Canadian Rage, of course. can you believe we got hit with the name ban because it had Canadian in it? They were very strict with names at that time.
Oh, wow.
So we had to change the name of our guild.
They're not so strict anymore. I've seen Canadian.
No, not at all.
In the name.
So,
of
kidding.
when we changed it, we just changed it to CDN Rage. I'm sure if we got reported, we would have had to change it as well. But yeah, we ended up in the same guild with Hoofit and all the guys from Horde Release.
We do have some experience, you and I, and before the venture into Horde Release. I know we have had many a debate over a particular mace that might have dropped in a particular raid in vanilla.
Yeah, that was...
I don't hold any grudge over that.
I wish I still had that mace.
Well, we can go get it.
I've been waiting all day to say Sean Austin and Hobbits.
Oh boy, that is a
you
private
should remember
joke,
that.
Yes, I can't forget that. But I don't think anybody is going to know what the heck that is about.
No, they're not.
But, yeah. If anybody is curious, it's because Hend has an affinity for very short people.
No.
Well, you're friends with me, right?
Right. I suppose you're right.
I better self-burn now while I can.
Yes, of course.
Let's talk a little bit about how we got into these roles that we're doing here. I am primarily a tank. I have every tank class that there is right now. I don't play all of them frequently, but I do play my druid quite a bit. Also have a shaman and a mage. I've been playing my shaman for as long as I've been playing WoW. That was my first character, and I used to actually tank on that character in vanilla when you could tank with a shaman and shields and chain lightnings and rock biters and all that good stuff.
Oh man, that's some old school right there.
Oh yeah. Very much so.
It wasn't pretty, but it was doable, and I guess I should have listened to that calling, because I did roll my druid, but I kind of abandoned Hoofit until Burning Crusade came around, and then I actually saw someone druid tank, and I said, wow, that's pretty amazing. I want to do that, and I already have a druid just kind of chilling out, so I'm going to go ahead and do that, and I have been hooked on my druid tank ever since that day. So, Hend, how did you get into healing?
I've always been a healer. Even back at Camelot, I was a bard. Not only did bards heal, but they played instruments as well that buffed the group. So coming to Warcraft, it was just natural that was the role I took on. I chose Shaman because they had totems, which at the time seemed to perform a similar function as the bard instruments.
What kind of instrument did you play?
There was lute, drum, and... was a flute, I think. A flute. When you played the flute, it regen mana for the group.
Oh, cool.
When you played the drums, it regen endurance. So endurance would be like your main warrior resource. Would be like rage or something like that. And then playing the lute was a run speed. So actually, I did a lot of twisting as well. So you'd want to do twisting for the lute and the drum to keep endurance up for your melee, and mana up for your casters.
God, I'm lost. Jeez. So basically, your instruments were like your different totems.
So the lute would be like since it regen mana, it'd be like your mana tide or your mana spring. There isn't really an equivalent for the drums, but. It increased the resource for the melee groups, or the melee players.
Yeah. Well, if you could tell, WoW is my first MMO. I've played the heck out of it, but I haven't played any of the other ones. What about you, Hotbox?
I played some WoW ripoffs, I guess, for lack of a better term. Was into All Odes Online and Lotro and a couple other games I had dabbled in for a while, and they were real fun. But they were the free to play model, and the deal with those is they reel you in with the fact that it's free, and then they nickel and dime the heck out of you with upgrade. What would be gems and enchants and WoW, runes and other upgraded options. You actually have to pay for. And I think in one of the games, you actually had to pay for your mount, and then you had to pay for food to feed your mount because he got tired every 30 minutes, and you had to feed him. And it was, you're getting, a couple dollars here, $5 here, and then next thing you know, I'm like, what the heck is going on? I, you know, wow, this stuff's all baked in, and it's, and overall, it's a huge game. It's got a lot more to offer. So that's what originally brought me over.
You think the free-to-play games kind of bait you in?
They do, absolutely. Yeah, you get in, you're like, oh, this is really fun. It's really, you know, pretty simple. You know, looks good. It's a very, very WoW-ish style games. And then and the next thing you know, once you start making some progress, then to get over that hump, you have to spend the money, or else it's not, you know, it loses its fun factor. So you're like, oh, what's $2? You know, whatever. What's $3? Not a big deal. And yeah, you totally get baited into it.
Yeah, this is the only game I've ever... I thought it was ridiculous that I had to pay to play this game. Wow, I'm talking about the only one I've played. And it was baffling to me. I'm like, why would you pay? Why would you keep paying to do this? And then I played it, and then I'm like, yep, sign me up 6 months at a time. Here we go.
Oh, okay, I get it now. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
In the long run, I am sure it has actually saved me a lot of money, because I used to buy...
I guarantee you, yeah. Yeah, well, and then the money that you'd spend either going out or going to the movies, or a lot of times I just don't care. No, I'll go sit and play with WoW for a little bit.
Right, right. Normally I could spend money socializing with people. Now I can just not.
I can spend money not socializing with people.
Well, I save lots of money by being a hermit.
Well, my wife plays this game as well, so, you know, this is our weekend evenings. It's a lot cheaper to pay $30 for the both of us to play for a month, and all our Fridays are filled, rather than, you know, take her out for supper and a movie every weekend. That gets pretty expensive.
Yeah. Well, you know, outside of one of our guildies, I believe your neighbor or ex-coworker, I think you've got some of the most children in the guild.
Yeah, I just very well might. I've got 3 kids. 2 have been born while playing Warcraft.
Like, literally, you had
wait. So you're at you're in the hospital. You're like, hold on, honey. I gotta beat this dungeon real quick.
It's okay. Actually, I'm a healer. I got this.
Yeah, our second child. We were the guild we were in. It was just before I joined Hordalis, but. We didn't quite kill Ragnaros, but my wife and I couldn't raid the night that they did, because I think she was going into labor was the reason. We had to cancel that raid night for obviously. And we ended up taking a month off because our second child was born. And when we came back, they had done a mass recruitment in that guild, so we didn't know anyone anymore. So really, us taking a break and having our second child pushed us into Hordalis. I don't know if I should be holding a grudge against that kid or not.
I know, man. You got screwed out of some good raids.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Did you say your wife was going to be listening to this one?
She just might. I don't know. I'll tell her it didn't go well. We deleted it.
No, honey. We renamed the podcast. It's something totally different now.
Yeah.
It's that other one. Yeah. Yeah, when I first started, I didn't really understand what the classes were and you know, individually. And I had rolled several alts and deleted tunes and went back and forth and finally settled in on a paladin and leveled that up, not having any idea what I was doing. I was queuing up for Dungeon Finder as a protection paladin, but going in as DPS. And people were mad and yelling at me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, what does it matter? I'm doing more damage than any of you guys anyways, you know, because, you know, protection paladin, go in and AoE everything, tear it up, you know." But I didn't understand the dynamics of the game, and I was getting yelled at left and right, so... I don't know, definitely come a long way. Decided to really dive into playing several tunes and getting involved and learning the ins and outs of all the roles. You know, I love playing tank and heals, but I think I get my most enjoyment out of DPS. So it's been a long road and a long, fun road of seeing how many guild mats I can consume with getting all my alts geared and enchanted, I'm sure. If it appreciates that.
Oh boy, yep.
Hey, Lefty, oh, here we go.
Another power torrent? Oh, come on.
I've got a crystal. Can I give it to you? And can you do a power torrent for me?
Well, we still like to yell at you anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what makes this guild so great, is that everyone has kind of dug themselves into a certain hole time and again, or it's very family friendly, and it, you know, just the support and the camaraderie that we have just make it worth coming back for each month.
Yeah, that's some dedication. When you can come back to the kind of razzin we give out.
Right? Well, yeah, like I've been playing in a guild with Hoofit for 7 years now, and in Horderlies for 6.5. And, even a couple of years ago when Warhammer came out, my wife and I decided to play that since Mythic, who created Camelot, was doing that game. And I think we lasted maybe a month before we were back playing Warcraft, just because we missed everyone in the guild.
You missed the punishment, huh?
Yes, I guess so. You know, so I've been at Horderlies. Yeah, we've been there for 6.5 years, and I can't imagine being in any other guild.
Me either.
Yeah, and the thing, you know, you guys know, since I do play a lot more alts, I have some guys on other servers, and I go and I play with a few other people, and it's not the same at all. I go and, run some dungeons, run some raids with some other people, but it's not the same. And you know, we may not be pushing progression heroics with the Horderlies, but I don't care, because we're making progress, and we're having fun, and the people are cool. So that makes a huge, huge difference than going in and blowing through content and just having some guy yelling at you. You know, it's good to be somewhere where you feel like you're welcome, even if you do make some interesting mistakes.
Where everybody knows your name.
Even if you are struggling with colors and shapes of markers.
And a shaman has to save the day.
Always the
I have
shaman.
No idea what you're talking about.
Nope. We'll save that story for another episode.
Oh, yeah, I knew that was coming.
Anybody listening, just don't listen to these guys. They have no idea what they're talking about.
No, definitely don't.
All right, well, that's us. That's what we've been doing for the past 7 years, or give or take a few. What we've been playing. And so what are we going to do? What are we going to do on this show for people? Why do you want to come back and listen to us?
I think one of the main things that we want to do here is we want to share our experiences and our fun and what we've had, and to just help people get better at the game. You know, I know you guys have taken me in and really taught me a lot, and there's so many things, there's so many nuances, add-ons and UI adjustments and gems and enchanting and just the little things. You run into a dungeon and just how to cooperate and play with people, whether it's a pug or whether it's a guild, just how to get it done and be the best that you can be. There's so much depth to this game that I think a lot of people just don't understand or don't get, because they don't invest in it, or they don't know any better. They just A lot of people just roll outs and bounce from server to server and never really get to fully understand everything that this has to offer. So I think there's a lot that comes from experience, and there's a lot that we've figured out and we've learned just from playing with each other, from tanking to DPS to heals. I think what we want to do here is just create an environment where people can come and ask questions, and we can throw it on the table and show this is what we've done and how we've been successful. What do you think, Hend?
Yeah, no, that sounds exactly right. You know, we're not cutting edge players. We're not like you said, pushing heroics. This is actually the best rating we've ever done as a guild. You know, we've always had a core five, roughly, a raiders, and then a revolving door for the other half. But yeah, this is Dragon Soul is the first time we've ever completed current content raids. But what we do know, and what we can help with, is we know where the resources are, because we're not elite players. We know where to look.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, we're not figuring a lot of these things out on our own. We're going out there and we're searching for it. So we know where to look, and we can help you with that.
We're the junkyard rummagers of WoW.
Yeah, right.
Knowledge.
Yeah. You know, I'd say too, don't let the fact that this current cataclysm is where we really and Dragonsong in particular is where we've really been successful in raiding. I wouldn't let that be an indication of the resource that for me that that Hoofit and Hind are, because Hoofit is one of the best bear tanks I've ever seen, and I know I pug a lot, I get out there a lot, and I see a lot. So to just because we're doing normal modes doesn't mean that that we don't have a lot to offer. I think Hind is an amazing healer, and Hoofit is an amazing tank on any of his tunes. So I look forward to each week diving into this stuff and really sharing some of the dynamics behind the game. You know, when I was getting brought into heroics originally in five mans and whatnot, the art of running heroics, how to CC and where to stand and what to do and how you can help your healer out and how you can help your tank out. And I was notorious for standing in the poop, like absolutely in
you
love
still
with
are.
It. I do what I can, I even got a good add-on GTFO to scream at you when you're standing in it, and for some reason I use that to make songs in my head rather than getting out of the poop. There's so many resources.
Hotpox is a dubstep remix master using GTFO add-on.
Oh, I've come up with some sick beats. If you stand in that fire, you get the bomp, bomp. But if you stand in this one, you get that whoop, whoop. So you can run back and forth between them, and you can make some cool songs.
Nice.
But, there's a great wealth of resource going on here. And just the three different perspectives that we have and what we bring to the table. And, I may be a little bit newer than these guys, but I've seen WoW evolve a lot differently than they have. I came in the age of looking for dungeon and had to deal with a whole another set of things, and I had to come up to speed real quick, jumped onto the raid team as a healer and having never healed before, and jumped in and DPSing on a class that I didn't really know how to DPS on. So it's a matter of getting in and doing it, so we've learned a lot real quick, and these guys have been playing forever, so I think it's great to come to the table with such a strong team that knows what to do and is knows how to teach you what to do. So that's me blowing smoke up your guys.
And we appreciate it.
We need a group hug or something. I don't know.
Hand love. Yeah. We all need some
there
hand love.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, no. We're not going to bring this up. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes, we are.
We had to. I know I was waiting for it at some point.
So, yeah, Hand and I have been playing. Well, he's been playing longer than me MMOs in general. It was a strange learning curve for me getting into this, for sure. And add-ons, at first, they were so alien to me. I had no idea, coming from a complete console gamer perspective, where you can't, the only thing that you're doing that's altering the game is with a cheat device of some sort. And, you got your game genies or... Oh, I don't even know what they're using.
Ah, the game genie. Oh, man.
Am I taking it too far back?
No, that was... we used to come up with our own, make up our own. I think if you put in the word spleen on about any game out there, you would get some sort of jacked up alteration of the game. Yeah.
So, yeah, I had some strange introductions. I remember the first add-on I ever had was... I don't remember the first add-on I ever had, but I remember what it did. It allowed me. Maybe someone can let us know what this was. I'm sure it doesn't work anymore. I think it had something to do with Thoughtbot. But what it did is, if I had it and someone else had it, they could put a waypoint marker on my map. So if I didn't know where to find something, they could just open up my map, and then they put in my character name.
Yeah.
And then I would look at my map, and boom, there it was, a little dot on my map, and then I could navigate my way there to it. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. I could never do this on a console. This is crazy. And the door kind of opened up for me from there. And of course, there was that phase I went through in my life where I had every add-on on the planet just stickied all over the place. it's like whenever you do your first website and you have 1,000 animated GIFs and no content on it. That's kind of what my add-ons look like back in the early days of usage. Now I've trimmed it down quite a bit since then.
Yeah, you take the less is more approach now, huh?
Definitely. I definitely do. Even though I have a system 10 times better than what I started with, I still kind of take the less is more approach. I use some pretty powerful ones, you know, in combination with macros and combination of certain add-ons that give me the information I want, and then it's a good game from there on out for me.
Well, yeah, the less is more is definitely... after 7.5 years of every add-on breaking after every patch, you start to go that route where... Yeah. And they used to break really good.
Oh, they would really break. Things just wouldn't lower.
Where, yeah, you couldn't do anything. Like, every single one broke. Not just one or two, but every one broke.
Right.
Every single patch.
And you can't even play the game because...
Well, no, not until you update them or... Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
Writing the developer, please fix this. I want to play my game. I can't. I need your add-on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're going to get into add-on discussion, macro discussion, and all kinds of game improvement discussions in our later shows, but this show is more or less just for the listeners and just to get to know us and kind of our approach to things and a little bit just warm you up to us.
Warm up.
Yeah. Uncomfortable silence.
Yes, yes it is.
You wake up in the morning and hoof it's all snuggled up on you.
Like, hey. Nice and warm.
This is kind of nice. Can you turn that pillow over? I like the cold side.
Most excellent.
I am sorry for taking it there. Well, until next week, let's go ahead and wrap this up. We'd like to give some shout-outs, and I'm going to go ahead and start this off. We've got a shout-out to Root and Freckleface at Hearthcast.
I'd like to also send a shout-out to Jules and Remgar at the Torin Think Tank.
We cannot forget Abby, the perpetual caster, who's been very supportive and even helped us come up with the show name. You guys are awesome, and the support means loads to us. We really appreciate it.
And, of course, we couldn't do shout-outs properly without sending a huge shout-out to all of our guildies over at the Hoarderlies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, that about does it for Episode 0, our special introductory episode of The Training Dummies. Be sure to check out our website, thetrainingdummies.com, where you can get a hold of us individually.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Training Dummies.
Or if you'd like to ask us questions, you can email us at theshow@trainingdummies.com.
And until next time, don't be a dummy. Let us take the beating for you.